cut your off for a Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Oh, boy.
I had to cut my off, honey. We're going to win a Super Bowl. She'd be like, all right. Or would she be upset?
She'd probably be on board.
She would be like, do you want me to do it?
Dale Arnold.
How you doing, Mr. Dale?
Don't even say what it is because you're going to bother people, but let's just say Boiler Dale's back.
Rich Keefe.
No, you didn't.
Did you really? See, he is what baseball needs.
We need Sean.
He would be the biggest star in Major League Baseball.
Dale and Keefe, middays.
The boys are back in town.
Let's get it on.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. It was Dale and Keefe over the last 2 weeks, but it rarely featured either Dale or Keefe.
Either one of us.
But we're back together again now.
We are back,
baby.
Baby!
For some short period of time.
At least for today.
Who knows?
Enjoy it while it lasts.
There's an allure to social media that I think sometimes people succumb to, athletes especially succumb to
it. Sure.
I heard somebody earlier today talking about, you know, Twitter in general and what a cesspool it is. And it kind
of is. It's an absolute cesspool. It's a bad place.
And that is not where Jacoby Brissett comes in.
Cyberbullying is a problem.
That's
huge. A real problem.
And it brings me to Jacoby Brissett, not because he's a cyberbully or because he's the victim of cyberbullying, but because he's apparently trying real, real hard.
What do you mean?
To get some Twitter response here.
He is a little bit. He is just a little bit. He doesn't have any followers.
Well, this might be why.
Right?
So we're looking at a series of tweets on the Jacoby Brissett Twitter account. He didn't join Twitter until September of 2012. So
he's been on for 7 years. He's like nobody. He's a professional quarterback. He has nobody following him.
Well, is he really a professional? Anyway.
Yes, Dale. Yeah, he started games in the NFL.
Yeah. So he starts out this series of tweets we're looking at here. The first one says, sitting here. What shape is the sky?
Well, I would ask you, how high do you think Jacoby Brissett is? He has got to be just high.
It's legal in some places.
Out of his mind.
I mean, he's got to be hoping that somebody from the NFL doesn't. Excuse me, Mr. Brissett. We'd like you to pee in the cup here, please.
I can't today. Can I give you a rain check on that? What shape is the sky? How would you even answer that? Do you have an answer?
No.
So that's a pretty good question then, isn't it?
No, it's stupid.
What do you mean it's stupid? Just because you can't wrap your mind around it?
He follows that up.
Yeah. No. You're going in reverse order. That was the most recent. That was today's thinker. What shape is the sky?
The one before that, which was last week.
Yeah, yeah.
At which point does it change from going up the street to down the street?
Good question, too.
It's dumb.
What do you mean? When I go...
In Maine, it's up to camp or down to camp. It's up to camp. Everybody goes
up to camp.
You
never go down to camp?
No, you go up to camp.
See, I think of it to me... Now, I guess when you're like in close proximity, it doesn't really factor in. But like, I'll say I'm going up to New Hampshire or I'm going down to Connecticut. Like, I'll say that.
Well, that makes sense.
That's what I say because I'm thinking of a map.
Although the whole down east thing is just totally baffling for all of us.
I think it depends on where you are. Now, like a street itself, I don't know. Do you go up the street or do you go down the street? It's a thinker. The guy is pretty...
Deep? Don't even try.
Deep thoughts, which you call me percent. You don't see it at all? That's what this is. This is what you want. You want a real intellectual type of backup quarterback, and that's what you have here.
So he had a pair of pithy tweets on July 11th.
Yes, he did.
We'll start with the first one, which I actually appreciate. It's an informational thing.
I think this was
It's a helpful thing.
This is when I think he started to really get his new persona online out there.
Well, he says, also 7-Eleven is giving away free Slurpees.
Well, that's
you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, that's
thank
good. That's informational. So if you didn't know.
Yeah. Are you telling me he's not super high? You're not going to say he's not.
Every day?
What's wrong with that?
It's the off season,
it's not
right?
What
let
I
the man relax.
Do?
I hope he's not getting tested.
Well, that's what we're saying. I don't know. Maybe he thinks it's the off season and they won't, but I feel like they might.
Well, that was July 11th. Earlier in the day on July 11th.
Yeah,
this is where he started to slide off the rails.
He did
a little bit
there. Yeah.
Which part of the pig's skin is actually a football?
The pig's skin. I don't know. But that there's probably an answer to that.
I actually saw, I think Brady kind of responded to that one.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't he want him to Yeah. What did Brady say? I'll look that up. Brady did say something about it.
He responded to that. And then after that, I get the feeling he went, you know what? I'm not going there anymore.
This guy's a lost guy.
I don't know what we can
do. He goes, all right, do we need to start a podcast together? Tom Brady, he's in response to the pigskin. Would you listen to a Brady Brissett podcast?
Well, let's be honest. Around here, we'd listen to Brady reading a phone book.
That's
so
100% right.
We probably would.
100%.
Probably only for one of the two participants. But
the other tweet that you're going to get to, Dale, that's the one that I think he started to really sort of change what he is. It used to be a very kind of just pedestrian Twitter account from what I heard. And now it's sort of these deep thoughts.
If the sun is hot, how is outer space cold?
So this one is actually pretty easy to answer. So the sun is at the center.
Yeah.
Everything else is a little bit colder because you're getting further and further away from it.
Yeah, I know.
Pretty simple, actually. That one's simple.
So this whole deep thoughts with Jacoby
Brissett. That one's not.
I think you are simplifying that a little too much. Because,
is that right?
Well, because how is the Earth hot? From the rays from the sun, but if you go anywhere in space between the Earth and the sun, the space is still cold.
Let me ask you this. Is Mars hotter or colder than Earth? That's not a trick question, Shyam.
I'm trying to remember which direction Mars is from the sun.
All right, then maybe stay low on this one. Right? Maybe do less.
I'm just saying.
It's colder on Mars.
Yeah, it is.
Venus. Is it hotter or colder on Venus?
It's hotter.
It's hotter. That's it. Jacoby, that's it. That's
yeah, the
way. By the way, I heard Bridget feeding him answers in the other room too. Bridget's hotter.
Yeah, yeah. But my guess. So you think like the area, like the outer space area, like close to Venus, is going to be cold there?
100% it is.
Wait a minute. Is that right, Dale?
The vacuum of space is going
to
be.
Well, maybe because there's nothing for it to actually heat.
Well, yeah, because like the sun's rays just travel.
Well, the planet's also very gaseous.
Gaseous. And I think the sun's rays are amplified by the greenhouse effect. Isn't that a thing?
See, now we're starting to swim in the deep end. Now I don't really know as much.
I think we need an expert.
But that one could be answered. That one can be answered by somebody.
I'll give you one more NASA. Deep thought from Jacoby Brissett.
Okay, what else you got?
If you drink water out a cup, I'm reading it direct. Okay?
I drink water out a cup.
If you drink water out a cup, do you still have to wash the cup? Asking for a friend.
I guess it depends on how dirty your mouth is.
Well, your mouth is against the cup. Yeah. Of course you do.
Yeah, you probably need to wash the cup.
Backwash, definitely a thing.
Although I have the same glass that I've been filling up with iced coffee here at work.
I did notice.
Spoiler alert, I never wash it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's gross.
Well, the good news is,
at least nobody else will drink out of it.
No one's going near
it. You left the coffee in it for like 3 days.
Oh, yeah, all weekend it was in there. I dumped it to make the new one, though, today. It's fine. I'll be fine.
I think he's gagging a little bit back here.
It should be fine. Shyam, it's okay. We have rats here, so what's the difference?
Giant attack rats.
I can drink out of this one.
You're right. What am I thinking?
What are you talking about?
So you guys, and I was waiting for you to get to the point where you do understand about the heat on the Earth, and it's the atmosphere that keeps the heat in.
Yeah, okay.
The greenhouse effect. That's the thing. I told you.
The sunlight comes through, and the atmosphere...
Heats those places.
Yes.
But my point about being further away from the sun obviously still applies.
Yeah, so like
So if you were on Neptune right now, you'd freeze your little tookish off. Wouldn't
you? Yes, that is exactly true.
Would you? Tookish?
You would. You're on Neptune. If you were skating around Neptune right now, you'd be freezing. Freezing on Neptune.
So here's the question I have about Jacoby Brissett. And it's really two options. A, he's high as a kite.
I will go with A. I don't even need to hear B. But go ahead.
B, he somehow thinks this is going to draw followers, these deep and philosophical thoughts.
I think it will help. Have we ever mentioned Jacoby Brissett's Twitter account until today? No. He's been on for 7 years, and nobody's ever brought it up.
Texter says, thanks, guys. I'm now following Jacoby.
See, there you go.
Great stuff.
Well, you're welcome, Jacoby. We're helping you out a little bit. He also has a lot of tweets about Stranger Things, which I like that. The show, not just Stranger Things in general.
It would have been better if it was just Stranger Things.
Quick aside.
Yeah,
We get home last night.
Yeah.
And my daughter says to my wife, you guys got to watch Stranger Things. Because we've been on vacation. We've been away.
Did you watch the first two seasons?
Yes.
Okay.
So we get home last night and my wife has zero interest.
Whoa.
She said, no thank you.
Wait, No, thank you. She was nice about it.
Well, she said it differently than that. I was
you going to clean it up radio?
Yeah.
Jeez. I mean, wait a minute. She has no. Did she watch the first two seasons?
No. She made it through the first season. The
first season was great.
Didn't like the second season, gave up. And doesn't even want to try the third season.
That's a shame. What do you, you're busy watching something else? That's the best thing on right now. Or the best new thing on. Shime, you're not a Stranger Things guy?
So I watched season one and two.
You know,
enjoyed
why?
It, but the wait was too long and it didn't keep me gripped in like Game of Thrones did. So like I watched the first episode of season three and lost
complete interest. It's 8 episodes. And most of them are like 50 minutes.
I'd rather watch reruns of New Girl. It is what it is.
Oh, you are a piece of work.
You are
an absolute
sad.
Piece of work. This is a nice show.
So
it's
is
a
New
fun
Girl.
Show.
Don't insult that show. There,
it's like, did you watch the film The Goonies? You ever seen The Goonies?
Sure have.
It's a lot like The Goonies. It's a lot like The Goonies.
It might be.
It's great. There's a girl and it was superpowers, Shime.
I was aware.
Yeah.
I saw her close a giant portal thingy one time.
Yeah. Or did she?
Portal thingy?
Yeah, she kind
is
of
is that
did.
A technical term?
Yeah, totally the upside down.
In the sci-fi universe,
now,
definitely a technical
this
term.
This was, without giving anything away, the worst season of Stranger Things. But
now see, my,
you're really
my
not
daughter
it
said
for
it's
me.
The best.
So I disagree with her. I think it's the worst.
Hold
but,
on, let me get her on the phone. Yeah, you can tell her she's an idiot.
No, not an idiot because it's such a high bar. That this is the worst of the three, but all three are very good. We did a whole dork episode on it. You can check it out.
I
right
know.
Now.
I listened.
Okay.
Still wasn't sold.
All right. Well,
so I got my wife back last night.
Ooh,
because
no.
She
wait a minute.
She didn't want to watch Stranger Things with me.
Oh, I wasn't sure where this was going.
And we were waiting for the
I was like, who had her?
I was waiting for the Red Sox game. So I started watching The Loudest Voice.
Wait, what's
on
that
on Showtime?
One? What's The Loudest Voice?
Russell Crowe.
Oh.
As Roger Ailes. And,
oh,
and
it's
like a docudrama about this the beginning of Fox News. And by the end of the second episode, which I got through two, she said, okay, let's watch Stranger Things instead. She'd had enough of it. But
yeah, she's like, fine, this stinks. Yeah, no, I don't know about that.
It's really good.
All right.
Russell Crowe is.
I'll check it out.
Did he actually gain like 100 pounds to do that part?
He made
that. Or is that all makeup?
That could just be his walking around weight now. Maybe he's plumped up.
Maybe
he did. Yeah, he's like, I'm not Gladiator anymore.
This is beyond plumped up.
Maybe he plumped up a bit.
This is
like, sometimes it looks like people get stung by a bunch of bees, but in reality, they just change their diet a little bit. Less exercise.
I got distracted as I was watching him because I was thinking, do they do this with like prosthetics and stuff, or did he actually put this on?
Well, some actors, like if you're a
like Christian Bale does.
Christian
that.
Bale does that. He goes up
gains
and
gains weight, loses weight.
Robert De Niro did it just for Raging Bull. He was like a tiny guy, shredded, and then all of a sudden he put on all the weight.
Is this like a Big Mama situation where they put on like the suit that really
well,
makes
that's
him
what
look
I wondered
bigger?
As I was watching it.
Ooh, Madea? You talk about Madea too? And Big Mama from Martin Lawrence. Or like the clumps. That's a
exactly.
suit. That's a whole suit.
The Nutty Professor, too. Isn't that one, too?
Yeah, but some of these guys are method actors, and they would say, no, please. I'm not going to sit in your makeup chair. Just give me 6 months, and I'll gain 100 pounds. And then I'll lose it, like, in 6 months, too. They say it's not good for you, though, when these guys go, when they yo-yo their weight like that.
If he actually put this
smart.
Weight on to play Roger Ailes,
yeah.
that could not be good for
no,
him.
No, it's good. It's
Roger
bad
Ailes was not healthy.
No, I know.
And,
but again, these guys, they get into their craft. They're method actors. You probably had to call them Roger while on set.
Maybe.
That's a whole thing.
Well, we got off on a tangent because we were talking about Jacoby Brissett's Twitter feed, and I'm just trying to figure out.
But aren't you more interested in this guy now?
No.
Okay.
Makes me less interested.
I am.
Don't you think
he's asking the hard
trying
questions.
Too hard?
What shape is the sky?
Yeah, what shape is the sky?
I might try this. Look at all the clicks he's got on here. Look at all the retweets.
322? No, 122.
Well, that one's still going. He had 7,300 retweets on if the sun is hot, how is outer space cold? He's just asking the questions. He's
not Neil deGrasse Tyson comment?
He probably should have. He could have dove in there and answered that pretty quick for him.
I just wonder. Now, there are some folks who are better off if they just stay away from Twitter.
How about when he goes? No, that's probably true.
Now, in this case, this is harmless.
Did you see this one? So, in Stranger Things, again, not a spoiler for it, but early on, Dustin comes back from camp, the kid Dustin, and he's talking about how he has a girlfriend, Susie, and they're all, like, kind of skeptical of whether or not he has this girlfriend. Like, that's a classic thing. Like, oh, yeah, my girlfriend's, you know, she's a model. She's always traveling. Like, there's always that. So, Jacoby Brissett tried to tweet at Susie, apparently. He said, "Yo, Susie, you need to answer the phone or walkie-talkie. Got my man's Dustin looking like a sucker." So he's like live tweeting Stranger Things, trying to get the character to respond to him. Oh, that's pretty good.
By the way, not the actress who plays the character.
No, just Susie.
And not an at Susie. No, it's just Susie.
He did at Stranger Things and Gaten Maserato, who plays Dustin, at the end of it. But he just said, "Yo, Susie, you need to answer the phone or walkie-talkie."
Well, there you go. Either one.
Or Cerebro, as it were.
I just wonder what they're trying for.
Attention.
See, Brady has learned less is more.
But don't you think, and now, Kyrie Irving didn't need this, but his flat earth stuff got more and more people talking about him.
Yeah, it made him look like a moron.
Correct. But
how's that helpful?
People are talking about him.
I mean, we could do that on the radio for 4 hours a day, too.
People are talking about Jacoby Brissett now. We're talking about him.
I don't think anybody but us is.
No, listen. This is big stuff. Look at all these. How many likes do you think the sun hot, outer space cold thing got? 42,000 likes, which is more than he has followers.
How does that happen?
I don't know. People think he's an idiot.
We got a caller on it, too.
He got what?
And we got a caller on it, too, that wants to answer.
Oh, God. All right. You want to take some science calls?
Well, that's why we're here. Tim's up in Portland. Hey, Tim.
Hello. How you guys doing?
What's going on?
Pretty great.
Oh, good, good. Hey, I just wanted to make a few points. First one, you pay Mookie Betts. You don't sell him. You pay him.
What if he doesn't want to be here?
That's a great point, but I don't know that much. But I know that you should pay the guy probably more than he's worth because he's given you a World Series, and there's no salary cap in baseball, so I'm not sure why we really care how much they get paid. I know there's a luxury tax. Yeah. But that's my two cents on that.
Okay.
Another thing, the term Down East is a sailing term.
Down East Alexa, Billy Joel.
Yeah, it was used to, it was used, its term sailed, they sailed downwind, which was east. So the trade winds took them east, so they called it Down East.
Okay.
And third,
yep.
The earth is hot because of the atmosphere. Here's a question for you, Trivia. Which planet is hotter, Mercury or Venus?
Mercury's hotter. Gotta be. It's closer.
Wait a minute. We dumped him before he could give Keith the answer?
I feel like if he's asking the question, it has to be Venus.
Oh, God. Well, I wasn't prepared for this
Bing
today.
It.
I wasn't prepared for this today. Of all days. I didn't think we were talking about Mercury.
You got
Mercury.
Time when you're sitting at home holding your daughter. You could read some textbooks.
That's true.
You could study up on stuff.
That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea.
You could read them aloud to her.
Yeah.
You know, furthering her education, preparing her for school.
So per the Google machine.
Okay, this will help.
Venus is in fact hotter than Mercury because it has a thicker atmosphere.
Atmosphere is the key.
There it is. I feel like such a sucker. All right.
Think how Jacoby Brissett feels right now.
He doesn't feel anything. He's so high. He's so high right now. It doesn't matter.
I'm telling you. Yeah. He gets a knock on the door. Yeah, he is going to be jumping out a window.
They're like, listen, we've been reading some of your tweets. Can you just come here for a second? This will take 2 minutes. We're going to find out he gets suspended for the first 4 games of the upcoming season.
You wouldn't mind going behind the screen. The doctor will be back to humiliate you in just a moment.
Jacoby. Well, here he is. Backup quarterback. Did you see? This was on Friday, Dale. I don't know if you saw this part. The idea that the NFL might go with an 18-game season. A guy like Jacoby Brissett will have to play 2 games because every player can only play 16 games.
So dumb.
It's one of the dumbest ideas I've ever heard.
When we
life.
Think that sports are too diluted, there are too many teams.
There are in every sport.
The NFL has come up with a way to dilute it even further.
Worse. Make it worse.
So what we're going to do, I assume that means you'd have to expand the rosters. Because it's not like you know, for 2 games, you just... I know we only have 3 running backs on the team, but...
But, like, the idea of, so it's
this
Monday Night Football.
This will never fly.
So, basically, it is every player can play a max of 16 games. So, whether they're hurt or not, they can only play 16, but the team is going to play 18. So, that way, the league can get their 18th game, but the whole idea of player safety, well, they're still only playing 16. So, there's obviously so
there's
many
issues.
There's
a couple
issues.
Of games where Tom Brady won't play for you.
But not only that. But so now Bill Belichick.
Brian Hoyer's going, yeah.
Like, but now Bill Belichick has to sit Tom Brady in 2 games, but he has to, because you know how he always talks up the opponent, always talks up the opponent. They could be playing the 0-10 Dolphins, and he'll talk about how they have a really good D end or they have a really good kicker or whatever. He always talks them up. So now, how can you, with a straight face, say that this team is good and a worthy challenger when you're sitting your quarterback against them? And you would only do that against the crap bag teams. So that would just lead
Tom,
to...
Tom, you know that Buffalo game? Yeah. Don't worry.
So now you're not playing against a division opponent because... And so now you're disrespecting the other team.
Yes.
Like, that's what you're doing. So he's not going to want to do that. And then you're going to have backups across the board playing. And as you pointed out, there's already not enough good ones. Like, who's the second best wide receiver on the Patriots right now? Probably N'Keal Harry, who's never even played, and we have no idea. Would you have to hire or you have to sign a second kicker for two games? Or, like, there's just so much stuff in there, let alone how do the players get paid? Do they get paid more, the same? How is that going to be worth it to them? What a dumb,
this didn't
dumb
seem very
idea.
Well thought out, did it?
No, and I think what's crazy is the players would absolutely hate this, because let's say there was sort of a position battle going on, but one guy has the job, he's the starter, and he does a pretty
good job. Wait
a
minute, he gets to play against Miami? Yeah. I got to play against Houston?
But not only that, what if he plays really well? Two games, plays really, really well, makes the most of his opportunity. Next thing you know, they're like, well, this guy's actually a little bit cheaper, so we're going to get rid of this guy. Like, he really popped in the two games that we saw him. So nobody would want this. I think the coaches would lose their mind, because think about how many... I mean, maybe it'd be a good thing, because there'd be... Maybe it would kick up some rivalries, because you would hold these things so personal. Like, oh yeah, last time we played them, they sat half their team. So obviously it's like a slap in the face to us. It's just, that is such a dumb idea. They've had a lot of them, but that's right up there at the top.
So if this mattered to you, if you were an NFL player who took pride in the fact that, you know, you've played 200 games in a row. Well, sorry.
That doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, no.
It does not exist.
You got to sit for these two. But we'll give you credit for it. Don't worry. If you say you could have played, we'll buy that.
But then, like, how do you pick and choose? So then they lose the game to a team they should beat, but they had Hoyer in. And then you're like, hey, Belichick, why did you sit him? He's like, I don't know, because we have to.
We had to. We had to have a choice.
Game. Right. That would lead to so many problems. Maybe you'd almost want to see it, because it would just be so ridiculous.
So could you imagine if you're, and we'll just use Belichick as the example. You play Brady for the first 16. You say, Tom, you get us what we need for a lead, because we're going to play Hoyer the last two games.
Right.
We're going to rest you up for the playoffs. And then things don't work out the way you wanted. You suddenly need at least one of these last two games. But sorry, Brian Hoyer's got to play.
Terrible. Yeah, that's what would happen.
What? You know who thought this plan up?
Roger Goodell.
Jacoby Brissett.
He might have. This was right on par with his idea.
He went
right on par.
Yeah, I got an idea.
But you know what's unbelievable to me, too, is how the league, obviously you have Thursday Night Football, and that's a dump more often than not. But you have these teams where they'll flex a game, right? So they'll say, all right, you get now Sunday Night Football. All eyes are on this. What if they flex the Saints to Sunday Night Football, and they're like, yeah, we're not going to play Drew Brees.
Yeah, sorry.
And then the league, okay, but you need to play him. Like, no, we don't. You're the ones who made us do this. We're not going to play him now in these primetime games.
I mean, even as dumb as the NFLPA is, and they pretty much buy whatever the NFL tries to sell them.
Yeah, they do.
As is obvious by the fact that they don't have guaranteed contracts.
Uh-huh.
Even as dumb as they are, even they would say, think this is a good idea.
No, but this, I think a lot of people were right when this first came out. I think it was like Friday afternoon or night. I think a lot of people were right that the whole idea here is the NFL is going to get something else that they want. So they don't even really care about this, but they're going to present this.
And then the take players, it all. Okay, all
fine,
right, we'll take
fine,
it back.
Fine, we won't do that, but we are going to do a London team and we are going to do this. And then the players are like, see, we prevented that
from
happening.
We got them.
You're like, wait, what? They were never going to do that.
617-779-7937. The NFL does dumb stuff sometimes, but this would be the dumbest. It's Dale and Keith. We'll get back to your calls in just a couple of minutes after Rich gets us through trending.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
show that's bigger than petty name-calling and arguing.
You're a moron.
You're a moron.
The Straight Edge Boston Sports Show fans want.
You go ahead and ask
him. No, you ask him. You're the one who wants to know this so much.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on WEEI.
I understand completely that the NFL is the king, that the NFL, you know, owns the sports landscape. But there is such a thing as too much of a good thing. And, you know, maybe Mark Cuban was right, ultimately.
I think he absolutely was.
And I do think that in their never-ending attempt to, you know, give us more of what we want, the NFL runs the real risk of alienating its fan base. I think that putting a team in Europe is a dumb idea. Mm-hmm. I think the whole 18-game season is a dumb idea. Now, this is a even dumber ancillary to the dumb idea.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're going to give you 18 games, but you're only going to play 16. So all of you who are on the roster, there's a couple of games you're going to have to sit out. Sorry. Sorry, Tom Brady. You know, sorry, Drew Brees. There's a couple of games we're not going to be able to use you.
But then, like, are you going to make, does the league, if they really do this, they're going to have to expand rosters and then pay more players.
Yes.
Are they going to want to do that? Like, are the owners going to want to pay more players? I find that hard to believe. Now, maybe they feel like the two additional games, they could make up for it that way, and the TV contracts go up because now NBC and Fox and CBS all have to pay for more games. So, I mean, maybe they end up doing it that way. I mean, there's been a push, or at least a discussion, of an 18-game season for a while now. Right? Like, that seems to come up all the time.
I never hear fans calling for it.
No.
I mean, everybody loves the NFL. I love it. You love it. Everybody loves it. I've never had a caller to this radio station say, man, I wish we had more games. I wish they were playing 18. How about 20?
I think it's perfect right now the way that it is. And I get there are definitely fans out there that claim that they could watch it, you know, year-round. But that's not the reality.
Did that other league work out?
Well, no. I mean, those have no chance. But even if you took these NFL players, you don't need to expand the season any longer. You just don't. And think about it. If you're a wild card team that makes it to the Super Bowl, you could play 4 preseason games and 20 other, you could play 16 regular season games and 4 playoff games. So you're suiting up 24 times essentially, or your team is out there if you count preseason and postseason. That's way more than enough. And there's not enough good teams anyway, like or great players anyway.
So let's dilute it more.
Right, that's what you're doing. Now you're saying every backup quarterback, think about it, how many good quarterbacks, good to great quarterbacks are there in the league? 15, 16, 15?
Yeah.
Maybe
half the league.
Maybe half the league likes their quarterback. And now you're saying, well, now we're going to see a minimum of, what, 64 quarterbacks? No thanks. No thank you.
How would you like to be the ticket holder? You know, the ticket-buying public person who, maybe you're a season ticket holder, maybe you're in one of those places where you can actually buy tickets, and you've saved up, and you've brought your family, you've gotten your tickets for your 4 games, and you get to see Brian Hoyer.
Yeah.
Instead of Tom Brady.
And you're like, oh, well, you know, tough luck, Brady was hurt. No, he wasn't.
That happens. Everybody understands that.
No, he wasn't. And my guess is it would be a game where, you know, it's not just Brady that's sitting. That's also an opportunity to sit a bunch of guys, because that's probably a team that you think you're going to be able to you're a game you're going to be able to win, or you just sort of treat it like a preseason game and all your starters are out or whatever. The one part of it, I guess, and I think it's a really dumb idea, obviously, but it would be interesting to see some of the coaching strategies there and like how they go about it. Do you sit the guys out early in the season, late, middle? Do you strictly base it off of your opponent? There is a little extra layer of strategy, but it should not be involved.
I understand that the NFL wants more games because they want more money. They want more TV money. They want more ad possibilities. I've never heard a fan say, I wish there was 18 games. Not once.
No.
Not a single fan has ever called, at least that I've ever heard, called this radio station and say, you know, 16's good, but boy, 18 would be great.
And I even think the idea of Thursday Night Football on every week of the season, people are pretty sour on that.
Didn't like that.
No, I think people are saying, and obviously you watch it, right? Like, there's a difference between liking the idea and then just never watching it. Because it's on Thursday night. You're saying, all right, what else is on? And because of gambling and fantasy football and everything else, yeah, I'm probably going to watch some of it, but it doesn't mean I think it's a good idea. So, like, because I know their ratings, I think, this year were better than they were a year ago. But, like, okay, that's fine. But now you're seeing every single team, and some of these teams do not deserve to be on primetime television, and it's making it worse.
617-779-7937. Mike's in Framingham. Hey, Mike.
Hey, and the 18 regular season games, suppose Brady can't play because he already played 16 games. Now the other quarterbacks get hurt. Does Edelman become the quarterback?
Probably. I mean, at that point, that's the other thing.
My assumption is Brady couldn't even have a uniform on.
Yeah, so he'd be inactive for that game. So then you have to probably have a third quarterback that's there just in like an emergency case. Yeah, it's stupid. Like, there's too many like issues like that that would come up.
Mike, I assume you're an NFL fan, right?
Oh, I love it, but you know, like you said, I love football, but I don't want 18 games.
No, you don't need it. 16's great. 16's is a good enough number.
By the way, I don't want teams in Europe.
I hate that idea.
I mean, I know the NFL, it's like the golden goose. How much money do you need?
If you had
at what point do you say, all right, you know what, we're making enough here?
I don't think that exists for some of these guys. No. I don't think it does. If you had to choose between a team in London or 18 games,
London. As dumb as that is.
That rubbed me the wrong way for some reason. I don't even know why it bothers me as much as it does. I can't stand the idea of a London team. So I'd rather have 30 games than put a team in London. I hate it. It doesn't need to happen.
Even if we didn't do the dopey, you know, we're going to give you 18 games, but you only have to play 16. Even if we say, nope, we're playing 18 games, that's it.
Yeah.
As bad as that is, then I'd rather do that. But if the idea here is 18 games, play 16, London ahead of that.
No, that is really dumb. I'm going to try to find it, but Pat McAfee actually had sort of an answer as to what they should do. I'll look it up. He was tweeting about this sort of because all these people are coming out with like how you fix the league and or how you fix this 18-game schedule, and I'll pull it up. He had a great idea.
617-779-7937. Lou's down on the Cape. Hey, Lou.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's going on?
I think this is a great idea. The only way I would tweak it would be to break up the two games throughout the all season. So week one, Brady can sit the third quarter. Week five, he can sit out another quarter. So long as at the end of the season, he sits out four quarters, which is an entire ball game, I'm all for this.
Now it gets really complicated. Okay, Tom, I know we're down, you know, 14-13 after three here, but we can't play in the fourth quarter here, Tom. Lou, I don't think that works.
No.
Sure it does. How many times do you see a game and they pull the quarterback anyway? But you see
not
that
very
all
often.
The time, guys.
No, I mean, the
not
Patriots
very often.
Barely do it. I mean, they might get like one rep in for Sawyer.
Again, great idea for the NFL. Hoorah, Roger Goodell. I don't say that much, but hoorah for you. Let's go on and see another 18-game season. Thanks, guys. You have a good day.
Thanks,
well,
Lou.
You know what? I said we didn't have anybody who wanted the 18 games, so we got
there's
one.
Lou. All right,
good,
one.
And good for Lou because he's it.
Here's what Pat McAfee said. He goes, you do 17 games with two bye weeks. Then you do two preseason games for known roster players and one preseason game for bubble players. No, but if you think about it, it makes sense. So now you're taking away...
Although in some cases, like Gronkowski didn't play any preseason games, so now you're going to force them to play a guy?
Oh, no. There's no forcing, but those guys, none of them would play at all on that. Like the bubble ones, nobody would play in that one. And then they have the choice. And if you're... Gronk, or if you're some of these guys in the past, like I think LaDainian Tomlinson, like never played all those guys, that's fine. But that's a way you're still doing a 20 week from preseason to the end of the regular season, right? You add an extra game. Actually, I guess you add a bye week, but you add an extra game and you take a preseason game away because the four preseason games, another issue. They don't need four preseason games.
Belichick doesn't. I mean,
well, he actually probably likes it,
use them for his veteran guys anyway. I mean,
no,
it's always a game around here to figure out. Okay, is he going to play Brady at all? Is he going to play him a series?
But I think that's what he probably means by like the bubble players, like those guys that are fighting for the last roster spot. They're going to be out there. Like any of these roster locks, which there are always plenty of, those guys don't have to dress for that game. So I mean, that's another idea.
617-779-7937. David's on the cell phone. Hey, David.
Dale, Rich, what's up, guys?
How are you?
Hey, I'm glad you guys are back.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm very excited for WEEI and my two favorite radio personalities coming in the morning, Greg Hill and Danielle Burr.
There you go.
Now I get to listen to the two favorite shows. I don't have to switch the dial at all. I get to listen to the Greg Hill, and then I can go ahead and listen to Dale and Rich.
There you go.
I'm very excited for that.
Things are coming up, David.
Thanks.
Yep.
Rich, what do you think about, because I'm all for sticking with 16 games, but what about eliminating Thursday night and Monday night football and just staying with Sunday football and maybe a few Saturday games, that's all?
I would keep Monday personally just because I like that part of it. It's a tradition. I like it. You put the one game on there, but
that's
Thursday.
Sort of
I've always hated Thursday.
I didn't like it when they started. With the exception of Thanksgiving.
Right. Do that,
and that's fine.
And even then, I'd get rid of the night game. I would go. The Lions get the early game. The Cowboys get the late afternoon game.
You don't need three.
Nope. That's it. I've always hated Thursday night football. I think it's so bad, and it makes. You know, because you're always going to have a stinker or two, right? Like every weekend, there's just going to be some bad games. But when you start getting late into the season and multiple teams are on the bye, you had a Thursday night game. Now all of a sudden you're looking around, you're like, well, wait a minute. This Sunday, which is supposed to be so great and like Red Zone Channel and everything else, now there's like one good game all of a sudden. Like I put as many games on Sunday as possible.
Sunday and Sunday night is great.
Yeah.
I don't mind Monday.
No, Monday night.
Thanksgiving, that's fine for Thursday.
That's it.
I like the last couple of weeks of the regular season when they throw a game in on Saturday night. Once the college season is over and you move a game to a Saturday night,
right.
I don't mind that. Thursday's ridiculous.
No, that's dumb.
But they're making so much money on it.
You know, and was it Fox that just spent a ton of money on it too? Like I remember thinking because a couple of years ago the ratings weren't great, like especially you know as you compare it to other NFL games, and yet they still. Spun it off for like $1 billion or whatever it was.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. 16 is fine by me. I mean, I'm okay with 16.
Right.
As you said to Scheim earlier in the program, do less. Do less is okay.
Yeah.
Dale and Keefe's. Oh, by the way, coming up at 12:30 on Noon 30
today.
What
do we got?
We're going to do a burger review.
Oh, God. We're getting burgers in here?
No, heck
oh,
no.
Oh, what the heck? Maybe we will. Scheim, you getting burgers?
Burger
I'd
shot.
Love a burger.
Okay, yeah.
You would.
You're buying. I'm in.
Big fella.
Come on.
Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Back to.
Whoop. What's the name of the show? Where's Dale?
Dale and Keefe.
You do know that it's not the Rich Keefe Show
on WEEI.
Six one seven 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 nine seven ninety three seven is the telephone number. We are against, as much as we like the NFL and everybody does, we are against the whole idea of an 18 game schedule. But it's an even dumber premise,
right?
To have an 18 game schedule, but each player will only get to play 16 games.
Once you start putting stupid rules on it like that, because
I guess if you're hurt, then you could play the other ones, right? Like if you're out injured for two games.
But that's also like when you start to make rule changes that directly impact strategy. It was like this off season when baseball was kicking around some ideas like, oh, a reliever has to, you know,
yes.
face three hitters or has to do all this stuff. You're like, well, hold on a second. Like if they want to have him pitch to one guy, they only have so many guys on the roster. That should be the rule. And so now you're telling coaches and maybe even GMs and whatever, all right, here's the schedule, and now you have to play it out where your starters can't play all the games. So it's up to you to decide which games and all that stuff. It's just you're impacting the game way too much. So that'll never happen, but the fact that it was even brought up, I think, with a straight face is crazy.
617-779-7937. Jason's on the cell phone. Hey, Jason.
Hey, how are you guys today? Love your show.
Thanks
for having me on. So I'm also one of those fans that would never in a million years wanted to move to 18 games. There's several reasons. One, I like my marriage.
That's a good point.
Right. And, yeah.
You know? And then second of all, I just don't think that I think this has a lot to do with the uptick in betting on sports and extending the season for all these other various moneymakers. But I really think that we ought to just stick with things the way they are. Telling Coach that he can only use a player during 16 games and he has to sit out too is like telling me I can only build a new house with no power tools because it's my third house. I don't agree with any of it, and just go ahead and Let her rip after what I said. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Jason. A great philosopher once said,
did
if
he?
It ain't broke, don't fix
Hold
it.
Let me write that down.
Right, go ahead, write that
I
down.
I might get that tattooed.
It could be a nice tattoo.
Right over here.
It's a great thing to live by. Now, I also understand the other aspect of it as, you know, business people also are trying to make more money. So just because they're not losing money doesn't mean they don't want to be making more and more. So I can understand for why there would be certain tweaks and things like that. But some of these drastic decisions, just chasing money, at what point does it start to swing back the other way? Like, say you had 18 games. Say you're forcing these backup quarterbacks to play. You got a team in London. Now, like, the travel's getting crazy. Or all these teams are starting to play games in different sites just because you're now just trying to get money from everywhere. And now your true diehard fans, which have helped make your sport the most popular in the United States, isn't there a breaking point with them? And I think one of the things that we thought was going to happen was if you start affecting the product on the field, if you keep making changes there and it doesn't look like the game that people liked, that's when you're also going to start to get, you know, some people leaving the sport and maybe not as much money getting pumped into it. But rather than making sure the on-field product is great, they're just simply trying to expand markets and add games and add days of the week and do all that.
This is a secondary football point, but an important one, I think, for all of us. The Madden ratings are out.
That's very important. We should get Razzle Von Dazzle on the horn.
The
video game
minute. The full Madden 20 ratings are out. And just a couple of highlights here.
Yeah.
The top five Patriots, probably not hard to figure out.
Tom Brady.
He's got 96.
Ooh, he's a 96 overall.
There's only one quarterback higher.
Mahomes.
97.
Gotta be Mahomes.
Number two is Stephon Gilmore.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
There's only one cornerback higher than Gilmore. Jalen Ramsey, who's a 96.
Huh. You know what? I think Gilmore might be better. I like Gilmore.
Julian Edelman is an 89.
Okay.
Devin McCourty is an 89.
Yeah.
Shaq Mason is an 88. Those are your top five Patriots.
Only four players in the game got the 99 rating, the 99 club. DeAndre Hopkins, Aaron Donald, Bobby Wagner, and Khalil Mack. It's kind of hard to argue with any of those guys. I feel like some years they give away to way more players than other years. But so no Tom Brady, but still the second highest rated quarterback. Madden's usually pretty spot on with these.
So here's
it's not Chris Sims doing the Madden ratings.
Here's your lowest rated Patriot.
Joe Cardona.
Yes.
Gotta be.
They list him as a tight end.
He's the lowest.
Wait. He's not a tight end. He doesn't play tight end.
Well, they got to put him somewhere, I think. And I don't think long snappers, I don't think that's a position. That's sort of like a glitch in the game. I think your long snapper ends up being whatever, like your however string tight end. That's my guess. But for years, Joe Cardona was the lowest rated player in the entire game. So the people
now, he's
EA
really
Sports,
good I mean, at what he does.
Is he, though? I feel like I've seen some wobbly snaps. I feel like I've seen some that aren't really
breaking
right on
down your all 20s, your all 22.
I feel like poor Ryan Allen's had to bend over a few times, touch the floor a little bit, get the ball. Like he's not the best. He's not the best long snapper.
Danny Etling is a 50.
That seems high.
That's
based off
it's
what?
Tied for the second lowest.
He should be thrilled he's in the game. That's a nice thing to be in the game. Danny Etling. I have a hunch.
How is James Devlin only a 75?
75 is still pretty good. 75 is nothing.
He's the same as Daron Harmon.
Yeah. That's,
by the way, as much as we mock this, the players on the team really look at this stuff.
I am not mocking it. I do not mock it. That's the real deal.
You did sort of mock Joe Cardona's 38.
No, I'm mocking Cardona. I'm not mocking the Madden ratings.
How do they list him as a tight end?
I'm telling you, I don't think long snapper is a position.
Has he
like
ever
in the game?
But do they just pick a position? Let's call him a center.
Yeah, it's probably like a linebacker or a tight end, I guess. I don't know. I'd have to look at like what do they have Zach Diossi listed as? Like he might be a tight end too. I don't know. He's probably listed as a linebacker.
He probably is.
Yeah.
And his ranking's probably higher than his father's was.
Maybe. Yeah, I would say so.
Which is a family issue that
they've
got
they can
sort through
they can
on
fight
their
over,
own.
They can fight over that.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Julian Edelman will break down burgers for us, believe
Good.
It or not.
Good.
And we'll add our own little addition to it as well. Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.